Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IREB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. Well, I'm so happy to be here. Actually, I'm Asma, and it's very much amazing to be here with Sister Zainab again. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much for being here. Introduce yourself very much briefly for those who have just joined us and they do not know about you.
All right. Well, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir. That's under the administration of India. And I have been living in Iran for some 9 years now. And I have been studying Hausa for the last 8 years. During this Hausa time, I have had extensive research in the field of, I would say, family, the strengthening of family, writing a book over women, women in the perspective of Islam.
So thank you for being here, sister. Well, we've been talking about the fact that in relationship, you have to actually entail and build some skills in yourself. You have to practice them. One of them was not to think about trivial issues, set them aside because they're not going to be the essence of your life and they're not going to have an impact in your relationship. Just put them aside. And then we came to this point that negativity is not good because it's going to have some impacts on your mental health and your spirit is going to be spotted. So we can forget about the negativity as well. But then there is something a bit problematic, which is, we said that men are just like children and they are thirsty for love. So it's very true. I guess it's a human need. So it's not just specifically created for men. And it's nothing just related to only men. No, women also are thirsty for love. She's tired. She's actually sharing the... All the burdens are shared with her as well. Like she goes to work. She has to come back. And before she goes to work at night, she has to think about tomorrow's food, tomorrow's lunch, tomorrow's breakfast. And then with all of these thinkings, with all of these responsibilities, and I'm not talking about the bills, I'm not talking about the relationships, the guests and the parties, she has to go. And sometimes she has to hold at her house. I'm not talking about these things at all. But then how could she be that source of love and affection when she's already torn out from the inside and she's so tired? She's been through too much, but she has to come home and treat another person like a guest. Well, we have been through the same thing.
It's important to, again, recognize your role and prioritize in your life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has not created jinn and the mankind except for worshipping. So we said worshipping goes beyond fasting, beyond praying. And we also gave the example of, from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's story, that how he said that this woman gets the reward of a martyr who is actually behaving nicely, welcoming her husband nicely and saying goodbye to him nicely. So this is a form of worship now, right? I have not been created except for worship. So yeah. One form of my worship is to...
show it at home.
Yeah, to express it with my partner, right?
Yeah.
So is it, or is a cabinet cleaning a form of worship?
For sure, in this case, yes, it is.
Hey, I have to prioritize. Is cabinet cleaning a more form of worship or than empathizing with him?
For sure, the second one, because right. That's the heart, and so that's the one you have to care for.
I have to prioritize. I have to prioritize where I can be empathetic. And like, no one is actually going to come and look into my cabinets, how they're looking. I can do that on the off days. Sometimes we're here, what happens is that women forget their roles. They think that they are created as a force in the family who has to clean all the time and who has to be running all the time
to clean and cook only. This is her role. Since you think like that, that's why things become harder for you.
Exactly.
Hey, if you are empathizers for each other, you prioritize your husband's needs first, and then you go to the towards these things. Like mm-hmm. when he's not home, you prefer doing cleaning and cooking in that time. It's much, much better. And that way, maybe even he can come and help you in yeah. return. The way Imam Ali used to do for Lady Zahra, they would help even Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and his purified family. They would come and they would, you know, help their families in the household chores. So it's like very, very important to empathize first, keep yourself
and in, prioritizing actually.
Yes. So when you keep yourself in their shoes, understand them, and that's how they're going to actually realize.
Yeah.
Men like to talk about
and maybe they like to nag.
They like to nag at home about unnecessary things. Mm-hmm. But what they want is a good reaction. But it's the way you react, your words, your behavior, your action definitely has a great impact on how he feels like.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just a simple ice-breaking phrase that he's starting to use, and to know how's your reaction, how's your mood, is he able to make a connection with you or not?
Right.
Can you sit and talk or not? And yes, what you're saying is very important. We have not been created for nothing but worshiping Allah, and in our relationship, even in family with our husbands, we have to just take care of this very point that whatever we do is going to be counted for us, and God is watching over everything, and He would just remember and take these things as actually a form of worship that you do because God is watching over you. You do this because you actually forget about the difficulties you've been throughout your day just because God is beholding you. This is going to be counted as a worship and as a very important one of them. So if you look at these things this way, then I think pretty much everything is going to be easier. So here we have to go for a break and then we'd come back to see what's more. Welcome back. You're listening to Iran Radio, and this is a Muslim lady. We're talking about relationships. Sometimes a woman goes through too much. She literally does everything in her power and in her capacity to make her husband happy, but then still she cannot get the result she actually wishes for. Like, she is trying to be kind to him. She's trying to prioritize him over everything else. And then she's trying to care for him, show too much of attention, and whatever. But still, she doesn't get the result she is wishing for. Why?
Because loving has a timing.
Yeah.
How, when, and how much is really very important.
Well, would you actually enter an investment that you do not know where it's going to bloom?
Yeah. First of all, stop being his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your role is to be wife.
Yeah.
You know, never change your position with his mom. For example, it is important to become an armor for him. Like, if you know, when we say, I have to be with him through thick and thin. It's very important, but not always. Do not be his guard always, like 24/7. Yes, it's good to be with him in difficult times, but do not act like that armor all the time around him. You know, being his mom is one of the reasons that you sometimes do things that you should not be doing. Like, there was this woman who went to a counselor and said that, I work in the gym and I'm a teacher in the gym, and when I feel like my husband goes wrong somewhere, I physically abuse him. So that was really hard to hear. But then and she says that after that I also feel, you know, I don't feel satisfied. I feel really discontent, and I feel like this is the only way he's going to understand. So, hey, what happened is, like, she behaved like his mother because you changed your position. You're not a wife now. You're not empathizing. You became someone, like, really dominating. Mm-hmm. We said earlier as well, there's no female dominance. There's no male dominance. There's not even children dominance.
It's all friendship, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, men hate, literally hate, do's and don'ts. They don't want to live with such a person. They don't like living their whole life with their mother. They don't like living their whole life with their sister, because from these relationships, they have already had a lot of do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now from you, he does not expect you to be telling him that, you know, he married you to feel the comfort.
So, but then there's this question that maybe some of the women who are listening to us would ask themselves, that I'm trying to actually do him good. I'm trying to protect him. I'm trying to shake some sense into his head. I'm trying to show him things he doesn't see.
But you have to look for do's and don'ts into your, you know, sentences. For example, again, I would again mm-hmm. say that he enters home and he says to you that, say, for example, the weather is hot, okay? Then there's a response like, how many times did I told you to change the house? I told you that we should not be living at this particular location or stuff like that. So another thing to respond to the same question was like, see, how many times did I told you, is again something like that, that has a mother tone in it.
Oh, yeah.
So the wife tone is that, all right, you take a shower, I'll make you a lemon drink or a juice so that you feel the chill. In this hot weather season. So they're like, the second sentence is going to put a lot of he's going to feel a lot of empathized by you, and yeah. he's going to feel a lot of comfort, and you're performing your duty as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're actually behaving according to that verse that says that we did not create you and couples except for you be the comfort of each other.
Exactly.
So, like, play with the words, empathize with him, and
do not act like his mother.
Yeah, do not nag. If you nag, he is going to have that negative impulse from you, and he's going to run away.
So if you're looking for an active relationship, for harmony in your relationship, and if you're doing everything in your power to make him happy and still you're not seeing the ends and the results you wish for, maybe there's a problem in your tone and in the words you use, in your choice of word, because they have a lot of effect in relationships as well. Just according to what Sister Zainab was telling us, many times whatever you're doing is good and is so full of affection, but then the problem is with the way you're sharing them, with the way you try to convey your meanings. So again, it's an important rule in everyday life to be watching our words. Whatever we say, we have to be careful to whom we're talking and how we're talking and when to say some specific words. So this was all for today. Thank you, Sister Zainab. And thank you to our listeners. Until another session, I just bid you, until another episode, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.